Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. We've received the Holy Spirit. Fear is not holy. Fear is of the evil one. Don't assume you have done everything you need to do about getting rid of fear. It is one of the most insidious, persistent problems in life. And it is one of the most serious issues, because your fears will come on you. If you keep dreading a thing and fearing a thing, it's a spiritual principle that you're drawing it to you, and you're drawing yourself to it. Just like your faith will come on you, your fears will come on you. So we've got to get fear out of us. How do you get fear out of you? Get faith into you. How do you get faith into you? It comes by hearing. And hearing by the anointed Word of God. Which is why we're all up in here shouting today. Right? What are we doing? We're getting rid of fear. Getting full of faith. Come on, say it out loud. I'm getting full of faith.
Full of faith.
And getting rid of fear. Do you have to have fear?
No.
God didn't give it to you.
No.
God didn't give us the spirit of fear. What kind of spirit did He give us?
Power.
The Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind. You're not of a sound mind when you're gripped with fear and terror. You're beside yourself. You're unstable. Oh, but when you're full of faith, I call it the law of displacement. You ever drink some coffee or milk or something in a cup, and you want to get that out of there, you put it in the sink under the faucet, and without doing one thing, you can just turn the faucet on.
That's right.
And let that water pour into that cup. And initially, it'll be a mix of milk and water, or coffee and water. But quickly, it's less and less coffee or milk and more and more water until it's just completely clear.
Yeah.
And there's no more. Well, where'd the milk go? Where'd the milk go? Where'd the coffee go? It got so full of water, there was no more room for the milk. You can get so full of faith that there's no more room for the fear. I know we had a lady years ago at Brother Kenneth Hagin's healing school that I was privileged to work in for a number of years. She was pronounced terminal and no hope given. And she came, stayed with us, I think, 3 months, 5 days a week. We're there twice a day preaching on healing and faith, healing and faith, healing and faith, healing and faith. And I got word from her some, 4 or 5 months later, got a good report. Hallelujah. Clean bill of health.
Yes.
Now, how does that work? How does that work? Terminal, no hope. Now, clean bill of health. How does that happen? How does that work? You must say, well, I don't know if I believe that. Well, you won't be bothered with it. This doesn't happen to unbelievers. And so somebody asked her, what happened to you? She said, I guess I got so full of the word and faith, there was no more room for that cancer. She said, it pushed it out of me. And that is true. That is a spiritual principle. You can get so full of the word and faith till it pushes fear out of you. It pushes depression out of you. Anxiety, worry, disease. We're not talking about what a man can do. We're talking about what the Word of the living God can do. The psalmist said He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Thank you, Lord. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Verse 8, notice what the very next verse says. What's he talking about when he says we didn't have the spirit of fear? Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. He's talking about not being afraid in connection with testifying. And the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. That is, testify, be a witness, no matter what, no matter the dangers, no matter the threats, no matter the challenges. Well, you're going to have to get past fear, right? To do that. You're going to have to get over your fears and insecurities. Actually, verse 7, again, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Some translations say he didn't give us the spirit of timidity. Timidness is a form of fear. And it's not okay. People think, well, that's just my personality. No, it's ugly, stinking fear. You need to get rid of it. I'm just timid. That's just the way I am. No, that's the way you have become, not the way you have to be.
Amen.
And we're not supposed to be arrogant. We're not supposed to be pushy, but we are supposed to be bold.
Amen.
Bold just means you're sure about what you know.
Amen.
And you're not ashamed of it. And you're not afraid of it. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come upon you. And with that power, what are you enabled and empowered to do? You're empowered to be a witness, to testify, to overcome your fears, and not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Finally, in Revelation 12, when I say finally, I'm talking about my text. Revelation 12, verse 11. I just didn't want somebody to get excited and think, oh, he's about done. No, I'm not even close to being done. Revelation 12, 11. And they overcame him talking about the devil, the evil one, the accuser of the brethren. They overcame him how? By two things. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And what else? What else? What else? The word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Is there power in this anointed testimony?
Yes.
It's devil, sin, disease, problem, overcoming power. In this anointed testimony. Now, when we say witness, the Lord's prompted me about this while we're getting into the series now. That there's been misconceptions. And there's been, this is the word I use, the concept of being a witness has been religiousized. What do you mean by that? Well, I don't know if that's a word, but do you know what I'm talking about? It's been changed from its original meaning. And we need mind renewal. And you got people that are trying to do some things that are they shouldn't be trying to do. And you got folks that are not trying to do anything. And it's because of misconceptions of what Jesus said here, what this is about. And it's one of the most powerful things in our life. So we need to be clear on it. We need to have it strong. In these scriptures where it says you'll be witnesses, the same word oftentimes is translated both witness and testify. Same word. And there are about four different words in the Greek, five actually, that have the same root word of this meaning. And we get our word martyr from it. The word martyr is the same word translated witness in the New Testament is sometimes translated martyr. Exact same word. So what does that mean? Well, a witness is one who testifies. Now, I know I may sound oversimplistic to you for a little bit, but later on you'll see why. Everybody say it out loud with me. A witness, is one who testifies.
Is one who testifies.
What's a witness?
One who testifies.
What's a witness?
One who testifies.
One who does what?
Testifies.
And it is a legal term. both in New Testament Greek and in secular Greek of the day, it's just exactly like we use it today. Witness is a legal term. Testify is a legal term. Legal term. And it means literally to affirm what one has seen, heard, or knows. We would call it eyewitness. Eyewitness of it. You saw it. You heard it. You know it. You're a witness. And you can testify to what you saw, what you heard, what you know. That's what he's talking about when he says, you'll be my witnesses. And that's what the Holy Spirit's power enables us to be, is witnesses, to testify. Another definition of it is to go on record. And of course, in a court of law, somebody is a witness, they give testimony, it goes on record. Another definition of it is evidence. Your testimony is evidence. Tell me what a witness is. One who testifies. Testifies of what? What they've seen, what they've heard, what they know. What they've seen, what they've heard, what they know. Now, all through the scriptures you'll see the term of witness. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of verses about this. In the Old and New Testaments, the Bible said God is a witness. Is that right?
That's right.
What does a witness do? Does God testify? Did you know God testifies about people? Well, now that's good testimony there, isn't it? How many think you could count on that? God testifies about His people's faith and faithfulness. If God testifies that you got faith, you got faith. Is that right? If God testifies that you're faithful, you're faithful. Did you know in the beginning the Ark of the Tabernacle was also called the Ark of Witness, the Ark of Testimony, and the things that were in it, the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, the tablets of the commandments that God wrote with His finger. Those are all witnesses. Witnesses. The very existence is a witness to something, is evidence of something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.